working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. How was your weekend? I know yesterday was way cooler than Saturday for sure. Had a pretty, nothing unusual happened. Well, I had an unusual conversation yesterday down there around the Granite Lone Wolf area. We'll have more details on that to come. Currently, it's 79 degrees. Humidity's 36. The winds are out of the northeast at 11 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 17 in the wind chill. No wind chill. Anyway, your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast be coming up here shortly. It don't look terrible, but it doesn't, it goes upwards the temperature wise for the rest of the week. At the Gabe Gadget weather station, currently it's showing 75 degrees with 42% humidity. Nope, just dropped to 40% humidity, and that's here at our station. Let's see what the temperatures look around the listening area. Of course, Altus winds again. In Grandfield, they're at 84 degrees. They're the warmest temperatures in our listening area. 82 at Hollis, 82 at Hobart, 82 at Mangum, 79 here at Elk, 75 at Cheyenne, and 75 at Sealing, 73 at Canadian, 75 at Wheeler, and 76 degrees at Shamrock. So anyway, not a bad day for a Monday. Well, let's check out some stuff going on with our grain markets. Let me update them here real quick. The futures, corn, July, 742. September, 661. December, 652. Soybeans, 1634 for July. August, 1533. September, 1455. Soybean meal, July, $444.50, and it's up quite a bit today. Soybean meal for August, $416.70 a short ton. Soybean oil is 70.61 cents for July. August is 67.85 cents. And hard red winter wheat, July, 983. September is 988. Let's see what the cash grain markets are looking like in Oklahoma and Texas right now. Hard red winter wheat cash is 921. It's down about 10 cents already today. Corn is at 803 and it's down 7 cents. Milo's at 731, also down 7 cents. Soybeans are up 13 cents at 1520 a bushel. Well, let's see what's causing all the commotion around the world today. Corn futures plunged in overnight trading on prospects for some precipitation in the U.S. Midwest this week. Some scattered showers are forecast for parts of Nebraska and a few in the Dakotas today, according to the National Weather Service. Over the weekend, some rain fell in eastern Iowa, but little was seen in much of Illinois and Indiana. Minnesota also may see rain as well as parts of northern Wisconsin. High temperatures are expected to be in the 80s in much of the corn belt through parts of Nebraska and southern Dakota likely will be in the 90s. It's not all good news, however, as temperatures in Illinois on Wednesday and Thursday will reach the lower 90s with no precipitation expected until at least Friday at the earliest. Same goes for Kansas, where it's expected to hit the mid-90s this week before reaching into triple digits on Thursday. Corn futures for December delivery was down 14 and a quarter cents to $6.59 and three quarter cents a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for September delivery, 5 and a quarter cents, up to $9.42 a bushel, while Kansas City futures gained 1 and one quarter penny to $9.99 and a half cents a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 3.25 cents to $14.27 a bushel. Soy meal added $1.70 to $392.40 a short ton, while soybean oil futures rose 0.45 cents to 65.4 cents a pound. Cattle on feed numbers. The cattle on feed in the United States on June 1st grew, though fewer animals were placed on feed in May, according to the data from the USDA. About 11.846 million head of cattle were on feed at the start of the month. That's up 1% from the same date a year earlier, according to the agency in its report on Friday. That marks the highest number of animals in feedlot, in animals and feedlots on June 1st since the start of record keeping began in 1996. About 1.869 million head were placed on feed in May. That's down 2% from the same time last year. The number of fed cattle market grew 2% to 1.914 million, according to the USDA. The biggest year-over-year gains in number of cattle on feed was in California, where 570,000 head were in the feedlots at the start of June, a 5% increase. Nebraska saw solid gains with 2.53 million head in feedlots, up 4% year-over-year. Texas had 2.94 million head in feedlots. That's up 3% from the same point in 2021. Texas is the largest cattle feeding state, followed by Nebraska, then Kansas. Some thunderstorms are possible in parts of eastern Nebraska late into Tuesday night, according to the National Weather Service. In the southern plains, meanwhile, thunderstorms are possible across western portions of the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. The storms are forecast for Tuesday and again Thursday through Sunday, though the probability of widespread storms is very low. Who out there? Text line is open. The KCO Ag text line is open, 580-225-9697. North of here into Roger Mills County, out in the Texas Panhandle, around Allison, Wheeler, up towards Canadian and Arnett and Shattuck and up there, you guys got an awesome rain, it looked like, according to my precipitation radar, anywhere from 0.3 inch. I have some showing north of Allison 5-6 inches. I don't know if that's true or not or right, but anyway, if you got you a big rain, text it in what area it was from. I'd appreciate it. When I come back, we'll talk some livestock. I have we'll do our livestock futures, and we'll also check on the Oklahoma-Texas sale barn receipts from last week. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I knew I was probably going to try to get a hold of Mickey, and I had been shopping and had the prices. So I had shopped previously before Mickey showed up at the office, and I told him that. And he understood, and he said he wanted to give it a shot. And so he did, and his prices were right. And his coverage was as good or better than what I was, some of the stuff I was shopping. And so that was an easy decision for me because I'd already done the legwork on the other end, but I had been to their places. He shows up at my barn. And so when he was even a little bit cheaper on some stuff the same, it was an easy decision for me because you got a guy there wanting your business. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We strive in our cow herd for high-efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered, and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
It is 80 degrees, and we now have a heat index of 80 degrees. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 14, gusts up to 19 miles an hour, and humidity is 35. It's just a really good, pleasant day out there. We had I'm doing the early morning show with Landry Brewer. Nathan got kicked off for a week and forced to go take a vacation. I don't know if my boss here did it or his boss at the house made him, but anyway, he's on days off, mandatory days off, and I'm doing the morning show, so I get an hour this morning, I get an hour now, and Bandy Silk should be jealous this week because I'm on the radio more than him. But anyway, so, well, let's check out the live cattle. Looks like it's down a little bit, but it's pretty steady. Live cattle for June, 134.90. August 132.37, October 138.90, December 144.80. Feeder cattle for August 172.70, September 175.52. Lean hogs July 110.47, August 105.50, and October is $90.85. I forgot earlier when I was talking about the commodities, grains mainly. Cotton is plunged. It's at $1.07, and it's been hanging in there at $1.40 plus for I don't know how long, but anyway, it's going. Looks like crude oil is up a little bit today. Gas is up slightly, but it's down in the $6 range, not in the $8 range. Everything else is pretty much up today a little bit. So anyway, we got that going on. All right, let's check out. Let me get a drink of water. The livestock, livestock auction summaries for June 24th. Texas, compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $6 higher. Trade activity was moderate to good on good demand. Supply included 80% feeder cattle, 19% slaughter cattle, that's up quite a bit, and 0% replacement cattle, and this is in Texas. Feeder cattle over supply over 600 pounds was 62%. 3,576 head sold in Texas last week compared to 4,100 head the week before, and last year it was almost 5,200 head sold this time last year. Let's check out some of the prices. Let's try some 400 pounders. We're bringing 430s was bringing 200 to 207.50 per hundred weight. Average was 201.55. 531 average was bringing anywhere on the weight was 172 to 199. 187.67 was the average price. And then let's get some 600 pounders. Here we go. 624 average weight, a big semi load looks like. 167 to 178.50. 171 was basically the average. And then we get down here to the 800 pound weights, and they had a humongous bunch of 127 head exactly of 838 pounders brought $1.63. And then they had some few over that weighed 1,110 pounds, brought $1.20. Well, in Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers were $2 to $5 higher. They left out a decimal there on me. Feeder heifers was $1 to $4 higher. Demand again very good as numbers of feeder cattle declined quickly. Last year for the week, 74% of the cattle reported weighed over 600 pounds versus this last week, this year, 62% over 600 pounds. Steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $6 higher. Demand very good for calves. Hot, dry weather this past week has afforded farmers the time to harvest. And according to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, we are currently at 89% complete. This hot, dry weather has the drought monitor moving further into the dry zone, which I'll go over here in just a little bit. Though the area is an exceptional and extreme and severe drought has not changed. The moderately and abnormally dry areas have increased slightly from the previous week. Slaughter cows sold $2 to $3 lower. Slaughter bulls were $1 higher. Packer demand moderate to good. Supply included 91% feeder cattle, 7% slaughter cattle, and 1% replacement cattle. Here's some of the prices on Oklahoma. Last week, 24,995 head sold. Compared to the week before was 26,653. Last year in the sale barn receipt they had 31,259 head. All right, let's check out some of these steer prices overall in the whole wide world of Oklahoma. Here we had 340 pounders were averaging 215, 426 average 187 to 215 with 202.56 being the average price. And then there was some more, a big load of 415 weight average was anywhere from 222.50 to 225 with 224.21 being the average, and they were thin fleshed. 530 pounders were bringing up to $1.94. And then they had some 539, yeah, big load. 539 brought 204. And there's your receipts from Texas and Oklahoma last week. FYI, there's only two counties in Oklahoma right now under a burn ban, and that is Cimarron and Texas counties up in the panhandle. And if you look on the drought map or on the burn ban map, let's just go to it right now in Texas. Three-fourths of Texas is under a burn ban right now. I mean, it wouldn't take very many other counties to put in a burn ban, and they would be under, the whole state would be under a burn ban. So it's really dry in Texas, and we pray that they get some moisture in the near future. The only county that I think that's in our listening area, it would be Wheeler, is still in a burn ban. And that's your burn ban update from Oklahoma and in Texas. Well, we got, let's see what's on going on the Texas text line here. This, I don't know, I'll ask. This isn't a weather question, but he has a question, or they have a question. How long does eggs last in the refrigerator before going bad? I think I went over that a couple weeks ago, and I remember something, and I'm not going to quote it. So if anybody knows that answer, they can text that in for me. We were talking about not washing your eggs and not putting them in the refrigerator for a couple weeks prior to putting them in the refrigerator. So I don't know what to answer. Maybe somebody's got a question, answer for you out there in the refrigerator. Hey, what else do we got? When you see cattle way out in the middle of the pond, do cattle float or is the water that low? I don't know that they float. They can swim. But most of the time when you see cattle standing out in a pond, their feet are on the ground. And they're just trying to get away from the flies. Speaking of the flies, I had two different buddies try that recipe that I learned off social media from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's page with the pine saw and the Don and Vinegar and all that good stuff. They've tried it, and one of them called me yesterday. He said, they wasn't a fly on my cows yesterday, and they was happy. So you know what that tells me? If cattle are happy, they're grazing, and they're making you money and producing good milk for those babies that are on them there. So anyway, it worked. It does work. And I couldn't believe it. I just now refreshed my cows after 2 weeks. And it wasn't, but I will tell you one thing. The second time spraying wasn't as easy as the first time. But I got them. And I got the babies too. And because there can't be nothing more miserable than 200 or 300 flies on you, plus some horn flies and heel flies. It's just got to be miserable on those cows. So anyway, that worked out good. I'm waiting on my shipment of minerals to come in that's got garlic in it. And when we went to that feedlot up there at Gage, they wasn't a fly. I don't know how many head that thing's got, 5,000 or 10,000 head in that feedlot. There wasn't a fly to be found in that feedlot, so obviously it worked. So anyway, we got it going on. Well, let's see what this is. Maybe we got an answer. Oh, Eddie, he's on top of it. Google. Eggs may be refrigerated 3 to 5 weeks from the day that they are placed in the refrigerator. The sale by date will usually expire during the length of time, but the eggs will be perfectly safe to use. Always purchase eggs before the sale by or expiration date on the carton. Thank you, Mr. Eddie. What if you buy them from somebody that raises eggs at their house, huh? Yep. Same thing. Because you don't know when they pick those eggs up. If your eggs are boiled, they will only last 1 week before they start going bad. All right, there we go. We got some responses coming in. Nobody out there has told me how much rain they got. I know somebody I know out there has got some rain. And I'm talking about some serious rain because my radar deal did show it. Well, before we go to break, I want to tell you about the first annual KECO 96.5 Wild Plum Jam 2022 Music Fest in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sponsored by the Sayre Chamber of Commerce. Brought to you by Hutch's Convenience Stores. Noon to midnight, Friday, July 15th, 2022 at the Sayre City Park. Stoney LaRue, Tyler Wilhelm, Michael Martin Murphy, Joe Merrick, Even Money, and Ragland. How about that for a setup in Sayre, Oklahoma? Man, it's going to be a great day at Sayre. Food trucks will be there. They'll have some vendors. Adult beverages will be available. Free swimming. I might add, bring your tennis rackets. And you can go over there and play tennis at the court right next to the stage. And be playing tennis. And eat, or even bring your golf clubs. You're going to be able to hear the music out on the golf course, I promise you. And you can just make a whole day out of it. Go play 9 holes of golf, come back and listen. Go back, play some more golf, play a round of tennis. The swim pool's right there. The park will be closed. Everything will be blocked off in certain parking areas, just FYI for you. Admission is $50 per person. Kids under 12 are free with adults. Get your Wild Plum Jam and homemade biscuits from 5 to 7 o'clock Friday evening. Buy tickets at any Hutch's C store location or maybe purchase online at the Sayre Chamber of Commerce or sayrechamber.org and at the gate. Only tickets purchased at Hutch's C stores will be entered in the first annual Sweet and Juicy Sweepstakes. Cash and prizes given away all afternoon, and you must be present to win. So if you don't raise your hand up pretty quick, somebody else is going to get that prize. But anyway, it's that's going to be great. I mean, Stoney LaRue, come on. And Tyler Wilhelm, Michael Martin Murphy, Joe Merrick, Even Money, Ragland. That's going to be a great time up there. Well, what do you guys get when you get one farmer from Kiowa County, two farmers on Harley bikes, motorcycles from Washtenaw County, one farmer with a skid loader from Beckham County, and then a guy that works for the county in Greer County, one of the districts there, and he owns a car wash, And granted, what kind of conversation do you think you get with them five people right there? Well, you got to come back and join me in the next segment if you want to hear some of it. But anyway, big shout out. If you're watching on Facebook, he gave me a cap yesterday. Pup's Car Wash in Granite, Oklahoma. I bragged on it a couple of times during the show since we started the show because they got good pressure down there and bays are big. Well, he's added an automatic car wash now, and he's the only car wash that I know of. That's not saying that there isn't one out there, but he's the only car wash that I know of that has the United States of American flag flying on a pole at the car wash. And that means that he's a very patriot guy, and I believe in that flag just like he does. So big shout out to him. But when we come back, I'll tell you how the conversation started and how the conversation ended with the amount of farmers, agriculture experience, all the deals, all rolled up into one conversation and how it ended. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 17th. 1,084 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 347 brought 203. 3 at 558 brought 171. 5 at 652 brought 172. 4 at 695 brought 160.50. 12 at 849 brought 147. 9 head of heifers at 288 brought 165. 7 at 398 brought 162.50. 8 at 479 brought 100. 5 at 557 brought 151. 5 at 633 brought 148. Butcher cows were 50 to 106.50. Butcher bulls brought 94 to 127.50. Bred cows were 925 to 1350. Pairs brought 550 to 1350. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the Everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They are tough. They've got rubber flooring. Every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer, they're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, the temperature hadn't moved much. 80 degrees still. Winds are out of the northeast at 15 with gusts up 25, and on the Gabe Gadget here in the studio, it's 75.9 with 39% humidity. So nothing much moved since we started the show. And you guys know what's coming up in July on the 16th, same day as the Dust Bowl Parade, the Fishing Derby. the kids' fishing derby here in Elk City. Last year was my first one to work at, and it was fun. It was great. Never seen so many serious kids. Man, the guys are serious about this fishing. Anyway, it's coming up, and in the city park here in Elk City, they'll have the mini golf going, carousel going, the train going. Everything will be going on, and we got so many sponsors going on, DJs, Farmers Insurance, Culver Electric, Great Plains Bank, Teddy's Glass and Window, H2O, Bait and Tackle and More, Haynes and Son Record Service, the Great Plains Bank, Grant's Auction, Conoco, Sonic, Jennings Welding, ITL, Farmers Insurance again, this Advantage Audio, just all kinds of things going on. The game wardens will be out there with fishing poles. Our local Lieutenant James, he'll probably be in charge. I think he's in charge. But anyway, we got that's such a fun day for these kids. Anyway, that's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., ages 15 and under. So you juniors and seniors in high school, leave your fishing poles at the house. You're not allowed. You can come, but you're not allowed to fish. Anyway, that's coming up July 16th. And all right, what do we got? Oh, I was going to tell you about my conversation. So yesterday, I headed down to Granite with the mower that goes on my skid loader. Stopped by Joe and Kelly, picked it up, headed down there. My wife had offered me lunch before I left, and I wasn't hungry. Got down there, was shredding for a couple hours, got hungry, so I eased over to the Outpost, which is a restaurant there at the entrance to North Shore, Quartz Mountain. And if you guys have never been in there or ate, the food is great, and it's very family-friendly. It's clean on the inside. They got a pool table and darts and stuff in there for the kids to play, but the food was really good. Well, before I got out of there to go back to work, some people showed up. There were some farmers, ranchers, and that I knew. Two of them showed up on Harleys. The other guy showed up in his farm truck, and then Pup, the car wash guy I was telling you about that works for the, I'm thinking, Greer County District 2. I might be wrong on that one. He can text me and correct me on that. Anyway, the conversation started out about cattle back in the day, cotton back in the day, you know, when a quarter, half bell acre, he was making some money, and talk about hay and how you put it up correctly and when it's cured, when it's encased, and how you test all that stuff. Well, anyway, when I left there to go back and finish up, we were talking about pedicures. So how many of you farmers out there have ever had a pedicure? Because two of the four farmers, Pup kept his mouth shut on this conversation. Two of the four, so that's 50-50 in that group, have had pedicures. So anyway, I mean, I don't know if you call it an intelligent conversation or if you just call it a stupid conversation or if you just call it, what are you guys talking about conversation? Well, anyway, it ended up, it was 50-50. Two of the four had had a pedicure. This is not your fingernails, because I know some of you guys out there don't know the difference between a manicure and a pedicure. Pedicure is your toenails. So anyway, if you've never had one, go to the Walmart in Decatur, Texas. You won't run into anybody you know down there, I promise you, and get you one down there. And then if you like it, you don't care where you get it from there on out. So anyway, that's how that conversation started. So that was my gossip from the weekend. Anyway, I did get the shred and complete it and got the skid loader moved back to Beckham County where it needs to be. But man, I tell you what, my travels everywhere with this rain's gone away. I really think that we were way drier than we thought we were, because I mean, we got some good rains last month. I ain't gonna lie there. We've had some good rains, and there's some ponds that got filled up in certain areas. But the moisture, there was a lot of, between the subsoil moisture and the surface moisture, there was a, it's gone. I mean, it disappeared. Yes, some cotton's getting up and all this stuff. But Yesterday morning was the first time watering my big garden that I actually had water puddle since the rain. And when the rains come through, everything was greening up, looking great. And then all of a sudden, the faucet turned off and everything is going backwards. And if you've noticed either in your yard or your pastures, the really tight spots where you don't have any good soil. I mean, it might be good soil, but it needs moisture to keep it going. It's already turning and going backwards. And, you know, but according to the drought map, the new one, we got Western Oklahoma had a little bit of white showing a couple weeks ago. Now we're getting back into the D2, and there's still a certain spot. I don't know how that rain that went through there yesterday or Saturday, how it affected that area up there in parts of Woodward and Dewey County. If that red's still going to be good this coming week, but it's still in a D3, and a lot of white disappeared in Western Oklahoma and in the Eastern Texas Panhandle. So everybody's either in a DO, D1, or D2 drought in Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle right now, with the exception of a few areas that were in the D3. Not very big, but if we don't start getting some rain in the southwestern part of Oklahoma and parts of the Eastern Texas Panhandle, I see us going back into D2 and D3 here pretty quick, because that subsoil moisture, that rain, it was good. Don't get me wrong, the grass is green, but you can see it already starting to turn around and go back. When I come back, we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the Hobart Farm and Garden forecast. And we also got a turtle race with the Roger Mills Farm Bureau up here this coming Saturday. And OYE has come out with a different project than being a cattle show. So don't go anywhere. Come back and hear what I got to say about OYE and what's happening in Roger Mills County this Saturday. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, June the 21st, we sold 751 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, June the 23rd, we sold 2,155 kids and feeders for a total of 2,906 cattle for the week. We will have one more week of sales. We will have a sale Tuesday and Thursday, but no sale Tuesday, July the 5th, no sale Thursday, July the 7th. Extremely good butcher cow market and bull market. Tuesday, better killing cows, 91 to 98.50. Thin cows bring 75 to 86. Bulls bring 102 to 123.5. Today, your bred cows, 1150 to 1210, with their 2 to 4-year-old pairs, 1700 to 1825. 5 to 8-year-old pairs, 1350 to 1425. 9 and older pairs, 1125 to 1235. We sold 45 old cows, thin to barely medium flesh. We split them. The cows bring 80.5 average. Calves weighed 150 to 350. The pairs netted 1445 cows with no teeth. Extremely good heifer and steer market on our feeder deal. 3 to 350 steers, 220 to 221. 4 to 450, 184 to 212. 5 to 550 steers, 176 to 177. 6 to 650, 167 to 177.5. 7 to 750, 162 to 166. 8 to 850, 161 to 166.5. 9 to 950, 150 to 159. And 1,000, 1,050-pound steers, 135 to 147.5. The average price there on them 1,000, 1,050-pound steers was $146.35. Steers were up as much as $5. Heifers up as much as $10. 4 to 450 heifers, 176 to 186. 5 to 550 heifers, 166 to 176. 6 to 650, 154 and a half to 171. 7 to 750, 155 to 166. 8 to 850, 142 to 154.75. And our 9 to 1,000-pound heifers, 122 to 129. For this Tuesday, we got some very nice pairs. 90 pair, 4 to 6 years old. They're blacks and reds. Got another set of 45 pair that are 7-year-old. running back with the bull. We got 30 other bred cows and pairs, 4 by sale time again. We will have a sale Tuesday. We'll also have a sale Thursday, but no sale July the 4th week. Thanksgiving Jerry 9 and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Winds are out of the east, northeast at 12 miles an hour with wind gust up to 20. Today, 82. We're almost there for our high. Tonight's nice, 62 degrees. It's going to be night to open the windows. 86 degrees tomorrow, 63 tomorrow night. Wednesday, we start heating back up at 91. Thursday, 96. Friday, 95, mostly sunny. So it looks like she's going to be a hot one for the weekend of 4th of July, which is pretty normal for western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle. Might add here, I said it the other day, and the gentleman, the major, actually, from Cooperton, actually complimented me on the Facebook, and I appreciate that. I'm going to remind you again, even with temperatures at 80 degrees today, please, at least every other day, if not every day, go check your water. You never know what's going to happen. I think this bull, Audrey, he pulled something loose in one of the wells, and his tank was dry, and he had to bring in emergency water. And you never know when it's going to happen. So if you're using tank water out there, whether it's solar or electric or wind power, check your tanks. Every other day, at least, depending on how many cattle you got in that pasture and how long that tank. When I seen him post his deal, I had a bad feeling Saturday, and I called a buddy of mine at Elk just because he doesn't live very far from where these heifers are out here. Man, I got a bad feeling. He go check that, and he did, and everything was good. I checked again this morning. Solar pump's running. Tank was full, so. Fresh water goes a long ways with those cattle also. All right, well, let's check out what's happening in Roger Mills County this Saturday. Let me open this up real quick. The Roger Mills County Farm Bureau is going to have their turtle races. They're sponsoring the turtle races this weekend in Cheyenne. No more waiting for prizes once eliminated. Find a turtle. No water turtles allowed. Give it an awesome name, have some fun with it. Turtle names will be announced. These are not one and done in 5-minute races. This is an event. I mean, this is, turtles races are an event. I remember when I was a kid, we had turtle races, and man, it was fun. To be enjoyed by racers and spectators, bring a chair and cheer your favorite turtle onto the finish line. And it will be this Saturday. For more information, just get on Roger Mills County Farm Bureau Facebook page and check it out. We encourage people not to paint their turtle and return it, the turtle back to the same area where you caught the turtle. So that would be good. Now, OYE, Oklahoma Youth Expo, has stepped up its game. If I can get back into my phone here. There we go. The Oklahoma Youth Expo proudly presents OYE Shotgun Sports. I'm surprised it took them this long, but they're on board, and that's great because it'll be good. Because the shooting sports, especially out here in western Oklahoma, Jackson County, Roger Mills, Beckham, the whole nine yards, they take it serious out here. And Merritt High School Scholastic team is in the Beckham County 4-H teams are proof that it works. I mean, one of the kids from Merritt has won the NCAA championship his freshman year in college, and Merritt has either become runner-up or was state champion for the last 3 years. But September 7th and 8th, it's open to 4-H and FFA members only from 7th to 12th grade. Sporting Clays will be at the Silver Leaf in Guthrie. Trap will be at OTA in El Reno. Entries due August 1st. Entries will be opening up this coming July. Go to Oklahoma Youth Expo. It's basically OYEYouthExpo.com and find out about it. But they will not be taking any entries till July. They'll open up in July. That's exciting news because OYE, whatever they touch, turns to gold. And it's fun. I mean, they're the largest youth stock show in the world, and they got the Cattlemen's Congress now in January, and now they've added this event. So anyway, shout out to those guys that are supporting and running the OYE. It looks like it's not staying stagnant. It's going forward and looking good. I'm excited. I'm gonna see if I can actually attend that. That'd be fun to go watch these kids. These kids are great shots. I mean, I wish we'd had shooting when I was in high school, but we carried them in the windows of our truck, and nobody wanted us to get them out back then. But anyway, remember, check your water. And I'm gonna give you a water tip of the day for your garden. There's 7 ways to save water in the garden. And I've tried them all, and there's some good ways, and there's some so-so ways. But before I get into these 7 ways, I want you guys to know this is National Pollinator Week. And it's a big week. Pollinators are so important to our ecosystem. It's so important to just to the whole system. Pollinations are good for quail. They're good for everything. And I will tell you that until I started getting my honeybees about a week ago and figure out why I wasn't getting honeybees, because Sandy and I live right there on the river, and there's bees everywhere. And I wasn't having any. And my garden wasn't doing worth crap. And it's a pretty good sized garden. Well, I accidentally didn't turn the valve off from the well house up to the garden all the way, and it was dripping up there. And I wasn't flooding the garden. It was just a puddle up there. When I got there the next morning, it was covered with honeybees. And as I said, yesterday was the first time I've had water holes or water standing in my garden. It's taken me 2 weeks to get that thing saturated where I've got good subsoil moisture all the way down, I think and I hope. But when the honeybees start showing up and hanging out, my garden is doing so much better because they help with the pollination of the vegetables and all this good stuff. Everything but onions. I don't think they help pollinate onions, but my garden looks so much better. So pollinators are very important to have around. And when you have pollinators, you have honeybees and good bugs, and things look better. Well, there's a couple different ways to save water in your garden. One of them is a soaker hose, and I think a lot of you guys have had really good luck with soaker hoses. Thing I don't like about soaker hoses, they're only about good for 1 year. And with this exposure to the sun and all that stuff, they go bad in a hurry. But they're not that expensive, but it's very good to use soaker hoses on plants in the spring to help them get established. Soaker hose usage in the summer aids plants trying to survive with limited rainfall, and that's basically western Oklahoma. The trick is knowing how long to leave them on. There's no really magic number to use out there. You just got to go out there and watch them, because every hose has, you know, everybody's got different pressure at their house, whether they're on city, rural, or water well. So you got all, it all varies. You got to be determine that. Just make sure your ground is moist around there. My favorite is soaker hoses and mulch. If you can put it under the mulch, not under the dirt, but under the mulch, it works out pretty good. And if you're in an area where you can use reuse your gray water out in rural America, that's a pretty good use. Reusing and recycling things makes environmental sense, but people don't think of reusing water. Gray water is that that's been used for bathing, laundry, and washing in the sink. So if your system's set up where you can reuse it and be gray, there's a lot of people that water their yards and stuff reusing gray water. So it's all right. But one thing to help out to make sure everything goes well with your plants is to make sure that you use biocompatible soaps and check local ordinances inside the city for storage and purification of drainage of any gray water. Out in the country, you're on your own, but you don't want to just use hard dish soap and stuff like that and put it on your garden. So make sure you use biocompatible soaps. Obviously, we do at my house. We use essential oil soap, so we're all good. It's all natural. Mulch. The best way to conserve moisture is to put down a layer of mulch. What a mulch layer does is cover up soil to keep the sun rays from drying. It's like a cover crop for you farmers, from drying it out through evaporation, and it holds moisture in the soil. It also keeps the soil cooler for the roots to grow. The cooler your ground is, not colder, but the cooler, it'll help them. Your vegetable garden will just be crazy. My mulch, I use rice straw. Rice straw is one of the toughest straws there is out there. And I put it 3 to 4 inches thick because it will get matted down. But it's so much easier to walk through your garden on mulch than dirt. You know, because I wear flip-flops, and there's no worse feeling than walking through your garden and you step off in a wet spot with sandals on, and that mud just squeezes between your toes and your, you know, you guys been there. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's one of them. Using rain barrels to capture the rain. I'm excited. A friend of mine that's in Quail Forever with me, he's building down on the river down there by Reed, and he's going through he's going to have a system set up for solar pumps, catching rainwater, the whole nine yards. I'm excited to see what he does so I can brag about it when it happens. But rain barrels, yes, you got to have rain, but if you don't have anything to store it in when it does rain, you're in trouble. There's all kinds of Texas, what is the name of that website in Texas? Texas Water Catch, something like that. Just Texas, water saving methods, storage in Texas, because those guys in South Texas are used to doing this all the time. Time out your watering. Number 5, the ideal time to water is early in the morning. Temperatures are cooler, and there's usually less wind, which reduces evaporation, and it gives the plants the chance to quickly dry off. Leaves that stay wet during the day, like if you rain during the day, or if it's more like you're more likely to get a fungus if your leaves are wet during the heat of the day, if you water during the heat of the day. You can't control rains, I know that, but when it rains, it cools stuff off anyway. So anyway, one drip at a time. I am converting over to the drip system, and I'll figure that name out, and I'll let you know who that is that has that drip system, that drip tape that I'm getting. That drip tape, I can control the pressure on it, and actually, a buddy of mine over at the FSA office, Sarah, turned me on to it, but the drip system is really cool. And you can control the pressure, you control the timing on it, and it flows out pretty good. And it can go underground, unlike the soaker hoses. Mind your containers. Just like I got some stuff growing in protein tubs there on the north side of the house, and it looks wonderful. Tomato plants look great. I'm making peppers. It's loaded with peppers right now. I got onions in containers. I got some cucumbers going in this week. I'm a little late on the cucumbers, but the containers, whether it be a pot or a protein tub or a box above ground, takes a lot more water. It needs more attention because that water goes pretty good. So this year I put some tubes under some felt paper, landscaping paper, and then put soil on top of it so it didn't take too much soil. I got a white pipe running down to the side of the protein tubs, and I can put 10 inches of water underneath it and then water it on top, and it doesn't take as much water as it did when it was all dirt. So anyway, I'm having a good time with that. So anyway, that's the seven ways to save some water, and make sure that you do that, because water conservation, water's going to be worth more than gold one of these days. So take plans to do some water conservation now. And we're going to talk about pollinators tomorrow, mainly bees, and how important they are to our ecosystem. So anyway, hey, and don't forget to go vote tomorrow. Your vote does make a difference. I don't care what you say. My vote don't count. It does. You guys need to go out and vote. And if you still don't think your vote counts, well, it does. If you didn't vote, you can't gripe to me because I won't listen to it. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. God bless.
From Shamrock, Texas to Weatherford, Oklahoma, we are today's best country.
This is my country.
KECO, Elk City.
First Amendment protected prayer. I'm Rich.